求主耶稣带领我们今天安息日的聚会。
Let's all kneel down and pray and ask God to guide today's service.
一起祷告。
Let's pray.
犹太人啊，是一个非常注重智慧的一个民族。
And the Jewish race is a race that really emphasizes on wisdom.
啊，所以他们有在历史当中啊，他们有许许多多的书啊，都跟智慧啊有直接的关系。
So in history, they have many books that has to that's related to the topic of wisdom.
或许是跟他们的民族的历史有关。
And maybe this has something to do with their cultural race.
啊，因为这个民族呢啊是个苦难的民族。
And because this cultural race is a suffering race.
啊，所以在他们的历史当中啊，他们常常啊，遭遇到失去一切、失去所有的苦难。
And so that among history, they often have lost everything and lost everything they have.
那所以逐渐的，在这种不安定的人生当中、不安定的历史当中，就学习到底什么才是真正有价值的。
And so gradually, among the uncertainty of history and then the things that they have lost, they've come to realize what is valuable.
那所以在犹太人的社会里面呢，有一个非常非常有名的故事。
So in the society of the Jews, there's a very famous story.
那他说啊，有一次啊，啊，有一艘船啊，要从一个啊，要跨越海洋到另外一个地方去哦。
And it talked about one time there's a ship that is supposed to cross the sea to another side of the land.
啊，这个船呢要到很遥远的地方。
And this ship is on its way to a very far place.
啊，这船上呢有很多很多的有钱人。
And on the ship there are many wealthy individuals.
啊，他们带着许许多多的钱，希望到这个新的地方去开展自己的事业，去啊。打下一片江山哦。
And they brought their fortune with them, that hoping that once they arrive in this place, that they could start their own life and their own business.
啊，因为都是有钱人哦。
And because everyone is very wealthy.
哦，所以啊，他们在这个大船上啊，哇，是很奢侈，很奢侈，很享受的。
And so on this ship that they live extravagantly.
啊，他们当中啊，比来比去啊，看谁喝的酒好，看谁赌博下得住大啊。
And then they make comparisons among themselves, see who drinks the best wine and who makes the largest bet gambling.
啊，但是啊，在这众多的有钱人当中啊，却有一个犹太人在里面啊。
And so among all these wealthy people, there's one Jew.
啊，这个犹太人啊，没有什么钱啊。
And he doesn't have any money.
哦，所以他就成了众人嘲笑的对象啊。
And so he became the laughing stock of the people.
啊，众人常常问他说：“ 你什么都没有，你要去这个新大陆做什么呢？
And the people tell him that you have nothing. How come you're going into this new mainland?
但是这个犹太人都不回答。
And so this a Jewish person does not respond.
这个犹太人只有说，我有我祖宗所赐给我所传承下来的智慧。
And he only says that I only have the wisdom that's passed down from my ancestors.
结果这些有钱人就笑得更大声啊。
And so these wealthy people started to laugh even loudly.
他说你的智慧能够换这一瓶酒来喝吗？
And says, can your wisdom be exchanging this nice bottle of wine?
你的智慧可以让你吃饱肚子吗？
And can your wisdom be let you fill with your stomach?
所以众人都嘲笑他。
And so the people was laughing at him.
但是啊，当这个船啊横越啊这个横越海洋，快要到达目的地的时候哦。
And so the ship went transatlantic and about to arrive its destination.
结果却撞到礁石啊，这个大船就沉没了。
And so it hit a large rock and then it capsized.
很多啊。所以啊，他们所拥有的一切啊，就随着这个大船啊，就沉到海底去了。
So everything they have, it went down to the ocean.
但是还好啊，因为离海岸不远啊，所以啊，他们被救上来了。
But luckily they're not really far from the inland, so they were rescued.
但是一年以后啊
，But a year later,
一年以后啊，这个犹太人呐、啊。凭着自己的智慧已经成为当地有名的老师了。
And this Jewish person relying on his own wisdom became a very famous teacher.
这个生活也很不错哦。
And so he lived a very good life as
well. 但是当初嘲笑他的那些富有人呢
But the people that was laughing at him before
却因为他们所有的财富已经掉沉到海底去了。
And because all their fortune was buried in the ocean.
所以一年之后啊，当他们再相见的时候，那些所谓的有钱人只能坐在路边乞讨啊。
And so after they all of them met a year later, all those wealthy people could only be begging for money on the side of the road.
没有人知道这个故事到底是不是真的。
And nobody know whether this story was true or not.
但是几乎所有的犹太人都知道这种故事。
But almost all the Jewish people knows the story.
所以犹太人最自豪的不是他们的财富。
And so the Jewish people, what they're proud of is not their fortune.
他们最自豪的是他们有祖宗所教导的智慧。
But they are proud of the teachings and the wisdoms from their ancestors.
所以他们有许多的说许多的那个格言啊，许多这种特别的话哦。
And so they have many different special sayings.
都是跟智慧有关的哦。
And it all has to be related with wisdom.
他们说啊，一个犹太人只要有智慧啊。
And it says that as long as a Jewish person has wisdom,
一个有智慧的人到哪里都能够走出一片天地啊。
It doesn't matter where he goes, he would be able to be successful.
所以我们也希望自己做一个有智慧的人。
And so we want to be a person of wisdom as well.
有时候我们发觉自己的人生啊，面临很多的问题。
And sometimes we realize that we face many difficulties in life.
我们自己啊，常常在那种很困难的环境。
And we're constantly in a state of afflictions.
有时候我们如果仔细去想一想为什么。
And sometimes if we quiet down and think about it,
我们会发觉很多问题是我们自己给自己制造的。
And we realize that many of the problems were caused by ourselves.
很多问题是因为我们做了一个错误的决定。
And many of the problems arises because we made a wrong choice.
或者是我们说了一句错误的话。
Or maybe we said something that we shouldn't have said.
因为我们做了一些没有智慧的事。
And we made have done something that with no wisdom.
后来虽然非常的后悔。
And so we were regretful afterwards.
但是却没有办法去改变什么。
But we cannot change anything.
所以许多的希望啊，能够过这个有智慧的生活。
And so many people are hopeful that they can live in a life of wisdom.
能够知道怎么样用智慧与别人相处。
And they wanted to know how they could use their wisdom to be getting along with others.
知道怎么样来用智慧来说话。
And they could use their wisdom to speak.
因为有时候啊，一句没有智慧的话。
And because sometimes a speech without any wisdom.
可能会让我们后悔痛苦一辈子啊。
And will make us very painful and regretful.For our entire life.
我们看很多夫妻的关系不好。
And we see that there are many problems among some of the spouses.
因为他们不会 不会相处啊。
And because they don't know how to get along with one another.
我们看到很多亲子关系非常的紧张。
And we've seen that there are many parental problems with their children.
因为他们说话没有智慧啊。
And because they have no wisdom when they speak.
哦，所以我们啊，都希望过这个有智慧的人生。
And so we're hopeful that we could live in a life of wisdom.
来学习怎么样跟别人相处。
And that we could learn how to get along with other people.
但是我们怎么样过这个智慧的人生呢？
And so how do we live in a life of wisdom?
哦，是读书吗？
And do we study our books?
啊，是学是看得很啊，是去上学吗？
And maybe we go to school.
有时候啊，一个人啊，读了很多的书哦。
And sometimes if a person could be reading so many books.
一个人啊，可能有了非常高的学位啊。
And maybe he has a very high educational status.
啊，却不代表啊，这个人啊。真正拥有智慧啊。
And it does not represent whether this person have true wisdom or not.
那所以我们来看一看圣经当中啊，要怎么样才能够得到真正的智慧啊。
And so we will see in the Bible how should we gain true wisdom.
所以我们知道怎么样来过自己的日子。
And so that this way we know how to live our own lives.
那我们看箴言的第三篇。
And let's turn to Proverbs chapter 3.
箴言的第三章。
And Proverbs chapter 3.
箴言第三章的第一节
Proverbs chapter 3 verse 1
箴言三章第一节
Proverbs chapter 3 verse 1
我儿不要忘记我的法则你心要要谨守我的诫命第二节
verse 2
因为他必将长久的日子生命的年数与平安加给你第三节
verse 3
不可使慈爱诚实离开你要系在你的颈项上刻在你的心板上第四节
Verse 4.
这样你必在神和世人眼前蒙恩宠有聪明第五节
Verse 5.
你要专心仰赖神不可依靠自己的聪明第六节
Verse 6.
在你一切所行的事上都要认定他他必指引你的路第七
Verse 7.
不要自以为有智慧要敬畏神远离恶事这便医治你的肚脐滋润你的白骨你要以财物和一切出手的土产尊荣神第十节
Verse 10.
这样你的仓房必充满有余你的酒榨必有新酒满盈溢啊第十一节
Verse 11.
我儿不可轻看神的管教也不可厌烦他的责备因为神所爱的他必责备正如父亲责备所喜爱的儿子十三节
Verse 13.
得智慧的得聪明的这人变为有福哈。那这里诗篇的这里箴言的第三篇哦。
And this is Proverbs chapter 3.
箴言第三篇是很有名的智慧之歌哦。
And Proverbs chapter 3 is a very famous song of wisdom.
那在这里啊，这个智慧之歌里面告诉我们说，一个人怎么样在日光之下活出一个有智慧的人生。
And so this song of wisdom teaches us how a person could live a very wisdomful life and under the sun.
尤其在这里最后面啊，最后面说到。
And especially at the end, it says,
得智慧得聪明的这个人的人生啊是有福气的啊。
And whoever gains the wisdom and the savviness, that this person is blessed for his life.
我们都希望过着有福气的人生啊。
And we all live hopeful to live a very blessed life.
所以我们啊拼命努力工作赚钱啊。
And so we working very hard to make money.
我们总是觉得说啊赚到了钱我就快乐了。
And we realize that we feel that as long as we make a lot of money, then we're happy.
买了新车我就快乐了。
And after I have my new car, I'll be happy.
买了大房子我就快乐了。
And after I buy a big house, I'll be happy.
所以我们常常希望过这个有福，我们觉得我们都希望过这个有福气的日子啊。
And so we're hopeful that we could live a very blessed life.
所以我们大家工作都非常辛苦。
And so all of us works very hard.
但是钱财真的能够让你活出一个有福气的人生吗？
But can wealth bring you a very blessed life?
如果今天你非常有钱，
And if you're very wealthy today,
但是你跟你的先生或太太相处得非常不好。
And, but you don't get along with your spouse.
每天下了班回家就是吵架。
And every day after work, all you do is argue.
从早吵到晚。
And you would argue from morning until night.
你心里不想吵啊。
And, but you don't really want to fight and
argue. 你希望回家之后有一个很舒适、很安静，然后又有一个对你很好的先生或太太。
And you're hopeful that when you go back home, you wanted a very quiet environment and somebody that treats you very well.
可是你回到家所面对的现实就是天天吵架，天天吵架。
And but the reality is, once you go home every day, you are arguing.
一开口就吵架。
And as soon as you see each other, you would argue.
这样子你赚了很多钱，你会觉得你很幸福吗？
And even though if you make a lot of money, do you feel like you live a very happy life?
今天你赚了很多的钱。
And if you're making a lot of money today.
可是你的小孩从来不听你的话。
But your children never listens to you.
你的小孩到处做坏事。
And your children constantly causing troubles for you.
你的小孩最后被抓到牢里去了。
And then your children is arrested and put in jail.
哦，这样子你会快乐吗？
And are you be happy this way?
你会觉得说你是有钱的幸福人吗？
And would you think that you're somebody that's very wealthy and live a very good life?
哦，所以啊，今天啊，有人觉得说，我只要有钱，我就是有福气的啊。
And so today, many people feel that as long as they're wealthy, they are blessed.
这是对人生非常的无知啊。
And this is a lack of knowledge towards life.
因为财富不能够买到你的幸福。
And because any fortune cannot buy happiness for you.
哦，所以我们今天要想一想，我要做一个有福气的人。
So we got to think about that.How should we become a person that's blessed?
在这里说啊，你要得智慧又聪明啊。
And it says that you should have wisdom and knowledge.
因为一个有智慧有聪明的人啊，这在神眼里是有福气的啊。
And because if you're a person that's wise, and this is blessed in the eyes of the Lord.
你会知道怎么说话。
And you would know how to speak.
你会知道怎么样相处。
And you would know how to get along with others.
所以你能够在人在神眼前。蒙恩惠啊
And in the eyes of men and God You will receive grace
所以我们到底要怎么做
And so how should we practice this、
哦、在这里圣经有告诉我们几个方法、啊、
And so the Bible gives us a few instructions here
我们来看一下到底有什么方法、啊、
And we will see what are the ways
第三章第一节
And chapter 3 verse 1
箴言的第三章第一节
Proverbs chapter 3 verse 1、
啊、这里说我儿不要忘记我的法则你心要谨守我的诫命
And it says that my son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart.
而在这里说啊，你要得智慧，成为有福的人的第一个要求啊。
And it says that if you want to be a person that has wisdom, and the first requirement is here.
而第一个要求就是什么？你要。你要认识神的法则
And the first requirement is that to understand God's teaching
而且不可以忘记哦
And you do not forget
而且要谨守神的诫命、啊、
And you need to keep God's commandments、
哦、所以在这里说到第一个就要做三件事啦
And so it says here that for the first thing you have to For the first rule you have to do three things
第一个叫做认识法则
And first is to understand the teachings
你要认识神的法则
And you have to know the teaching of God、
哦你才能够成为有福气的人
And then you could become a blessed person
那什么是神的法则呢
And so what is the teaching of God
很简单啊圣经就是神的法则啊
And it's very simple The Bible is the teaching of God
哦，所以有人这样子讲啊
And so people would say it this way
他说啊你不管你买什么东西哦
And it says that doesn't matter what things you buy
啊，通常你买的东西啊都会附一本使用说明书哦
And usually anything that you buy It would come with the instructional book
啊，这个使用说明书告诉你啊你应该要怎么样用这些产品啊
And this user manual will teach you how to use this product
啊，如果你不看说明书啊
And if you don't read the user's manual
哇乱按每个都按按看啊
And you press every single button there is
啊，说不定它就坏掉啦
And maybe this thing would be broken
啊，说不定它就爆炸啦
And maybe it might explode
啊，所以有一次我买了一个东西啊
And so one time I brought this thing
我很不喜欢看说明书啊
And I hate to read the user's guide
我就说拜托这个东西看什么说明书
And I would think that I don't need to read the user's manual
就那么几个按钮啊随便按按也可以
And there's only a few buttons on it And then so I think I could figure this out by myself
我相信很多男生都是这样啊
I'm pretty sure many guys are like this
我不喜欢看使用说明啊
And they don't like to use the user's manual
啊结果啊那个产品呢拿来我就先按按看每个都按按看啊
And so I have this product So I was pressing the different buttons
啊结果哎按了不久之后啊哎啊怎么那个萤幕就不见了
And then after pressing on the button, the screen went blank.
哎，怎么弄都弄不回来啊
！And I cannot go back to my original view.
啊，结果走投无路啦
！And so I was at a dead end here.
啊，结果就把那个使用说明书拿出来看啊
！And so I took out the user's guide.
啊，结果打开了，看到第一页啊
！And I turned to the first page.
啊，第一页就说，请不要啊，哦
！And it says, do not.Do this
啊，就把我刚刚做的事，请不要啊，做这些事情啊。
And so exactly what I did before, it states that do not do these things.
啊，结果就坏掉了。
And of course it broke.
啊，所以啊，有时候啊，如果人不懂得这个 不懂得他的规矩啊。
And so sometimes if a person does not understand the rules,
那说是凭着自己啊这样子乱摸啊，这样子去自己去乱搞乱用啊。
And so you rely on your own savviness and you press everything.
那有时候啊就会把东西弄坏哦。
And you might actually break it.
那我们的人生也是这样啊。
And so our life is the same way.
我们的人生啊不知道将来不知道怎么使用，不知道怎么样啊来啊怎么样啊，有些事情我们不知道怎么做哦。
And sometimes we are lost in our lives. We don't know how to go about.
那所以很多时候啊，我们都把自己啊这样乱搞乱按啊。
And many times we would try our own ways and press different buttons.
啊，所以啊，有时候我们要付出很大的代价啊。
And a lot of times we have to pay out heavy consequences.
啊，所以在这里说啊，你第一件要做的事情啊。
And so it says here that the first thing you have to do.
你要先认识神的法则啊。
And you have to understand God's teachings.
从圣经当中去看到这个人生的使用说明书啊。
And so from the Bible, you have to see the user's guide for life.
我们看一下提摩太后书啊。
And let's turn to 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书。
And 2 Timothy.
第三章。
And chapter 3.
提摩太后书的第三章
and 2 Timothy chapter 3
的第十五节
and verse 15
提摩太后书第三章第十五节
and 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15
这里说并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。十六节
verse 16
圣经都是神所默示的，于教训督责使人归正，教导人学义，都是有益的。七节
17
叫属神的人得以完全预备行各样的善事。好，所以在这里告诉我们啊，圣经对我们是有帮助的。
So here tells us that the Bible is very useful for us.
因为圣经就是我们人生做选择的准则。
And because the Bible is the way of life for us.
所以这里第一个告诉我们啊，你要认识这个准则啊。
And so here it tells us that you have to understand this teaching.
你怎么样有智慧？
And how should you have wisdom?
你就要读圣经。
And you have to read the Bible.
你要听道理。
And you have to listen to the words.
所以有一个很有名的大科学家。
And so there's a very famous scientist.
就是这个牛顿啊。
And this is Isaac Newton.
牛顿就是发现那个地心引力的，被苹果打到那一个啊。
And this was the scientist who discovered the who was hit by apple discovered the irregravity.
牛顿讲过一句话啊。
And so he has said one thing before.
他说啊，我有很多的书啊。
And he says I have many books.
但是啊，这些书啊，好像铜币一样啊。
Copper. And so these books are kind of like copper, he says.
Copper coin.
Copper coins.
这个有价值。
And so it brings value.
但是价值没有很高。
And but it's not really valuable.
这些书啊，我看过一次啊，可能就不会再去看了。
And so these books, after I read it one time, I would not read it again.
他说啊，有些书啊，很有价值哦。
And, but he says that there are some books that it's very valuable.
哇，那个看了以后啊，从中间啊可以学习到很多很多东西啊。
And after you read it, you could learn many different things from it.
他说啊，这个就是像银币一样啊。
And it says that this is kind of like a coin.
Silver.
This is kind of like a silver coin.
但是他说啊，我有一本书啊。
And it says that if I have one book,
这个里面充满了智慧啊。
And within it, it's full of wisdom.
值得我看了一遍又一遍啊。
And this is worthy for me to read it many different times.
像是金币一样啊。
This is like a golden coin.
他说我只有一本，就是圣经啊。
And I only have one book, and which is the Bible.
所以啊，对牛顿来讲啊。
And so, according to Newton,
这个圣经是他人生的法则。
And so the Bible is his principal teaching.
所以他常去阅读。
And so he would often read it often.
所以作为一个基督徒啊。
And so as a Christian,
我们要常常读圣经。
We have to read the Bible.
我们要常常聚会听道理。
And we have to attend service and listen to the sermon.
我们要来参加查经聚会。
And we need to participate Bible studies.
我们从圣经当中啊，学习智慧，学习道理。
And so from the Bible, we learn about the wisdom and learn about the words.
第二这里说啊，你不要忘记啊。
And it says do not forget.
第一是说你要先认识啊。
And it says that the first thing is that you have to know this?
因为如果你不认识，你怎么可能会忘记？
And so if you don't know about it, how can you forget?
所以你要先有认识。
So you have to have this understanding.
啊，但是认识以后啊，你不要忘记它。
So after understanding this, do not forget.
啊，为什么会忘记啊？
And why would anybody forget?
这个人为什么会忘记？
And why would a person forget things?
因为他不常用，就会忘记啊。
And because this thing is not being used often, so it gets is forgotten.
啊，像我们以前在学校的时候哦。
And just like when we're in school.
啊，这个微积分啊，很多人都学过啊。
And many people have studied calculus.
啊，真的啊，你问问在座的大学毕业的啊。
And so if you ask many of the college graduates here.
请问你还记得微积分在讲什么吗？
And do you still remember what calculus is about?
今天给你一个问题，你还写得出来吗？
And if I give you one problem to solve, were you able to solve it?
啊，我前一阵子去访问了啊。
And so I went on a visitation before.
啊，结果我看到一个高中一个他们家的一个高中的孩子啊，在写功课啊。
And I've seen a high school student in the family that was doing the homework.
啊，在写数学哦。
And they was doing he was doing math.
啊，我就过去看了一下啊。
And so I went over and take a look.
啊，想说啊，这怎么说我也是读过微积分跟快统的、啊。
And I was thinking that I've studied calculus before.
啊，这怎么样？我多少应该也能够。用这样的跟这个孩子建立点关系吧。
And maybe I could use my knowledge to build my relationship with the student.
我来教教这个高中的孩子啊，这样子我们搞不好会变朋友哦。
And let me teach this high school student, so maybe we could become friends.
啊，结果题目看了两个啊。
And so I've read two problems.
啊，鼻子摸摸还是去前面喝茶。
And so I touched my nose and then I proceeded back to the living room to drink my tea.
看不懂啊。
And I don't understand the question.
题目有点熟悉。
And I'm kind of familiar with the question.
但是完全不知道怎么做。
But I don't know how to solve the answers.
好，所以啊，只好啊，赶快溜走啊。
And so I need to find an escape.
为什么？
Why?
因为不用啊，没有在用它啊。
Because I haven't used it for a long time.
所以啊，当你不常用啊，自然你就忘记了啊。
And so when you haven't used something for a long time, naturally you will forget.
啊，除非你常常使用。
Otherwise, you use it often.
你在大学学会计。
And you study accounting in college.
我也学过会计啊。
And I think I study accounting before too.
通通不记得啦。
And I don't remember a single thing.
啊，只会看说我银行还有多少钱而已啊。
And all I know is that I can see how much money I have in my bank.
为什么？因为不用啊。
And why? Because I don't use it that often.
但是如果今天你是会计师。
But if you're an accountant today.
你天天在做这些东西。
And if you're doing this on a daily basis.
哦，你天天在看这些数字。
And you're looking at the numbers every day.
那你就不会忘记啊。
You would not forget.
哦，所以在这里啊，告诉我们说不要忘记这个法则。
And so here it tells us that do not forget about the principal teachings.
你为什么会忘记神的法则？
And why would you forget the commandments of God?
很简单，因为你不用嘛。
And it's very simple because you don't use it.
所以你道理可能听很多。
And maybe you have heard many sermons.
你聚会都有来。
And you come to attend church.
但是你生活当中从来没有使用这些法则。
But within your life, you never really practice the commandments.
在教会你是个善良的基督徒。
And in church you are a very nice Christian.
有时候你离开教会啊，你的行为跟外面的人一点差都没有。
But many times after you left church, you have the same behaviors as anybody outside.
世界人爱钱，你比他们更爱钱。
And the people in the world loves money, but you love money even more than they do.
世界的人脾气不好，你比他更凶狠。
And the people in the world has really bad tempers, and you are even meaner than them.
所以啊，因为你不用这个法则，
and because you don't use this teaching,
你就可能会慢慢的忘记它。
And maybe gradually you would forget.
所以在这里说啊，你不要忘记啊。
So here it tells us that do not forget.
啊，不要忘记有什么方法？
And do not forget about its methods.
啊，这里讲说你要谨守神的诫命啊。
And it says that you have to guard God's commandment.
所以这从这个智慧的得智慧的第一个要求啊，就很复杂了。
So the first rule to gain wisdom is very complicated.
也不是很复杂，就是你有一定要去做的事情啊。
And it's not really that complicated, but it just has certain rules that you have to follow.
你要认识道理，主动学习。
And you have to know about the truth, and then you have to study it.
你要去实行，不要忘记它。
And you need to practice it, do not forget.
哦，所以你就生活当中要谨守。 谨守神的诫命啊。
And that you will keep this the commandments in your heart.
啊，这里说啊，神就要赐福给你啊。
And then it says here that God will bless you.
因为在神的眼里，你是一个智慧人啊。
And because in the eyes of God, you are somebody that has wisdom.
啊，所以啊，一个有智慧的人。
So if a person that has wisdom,
借着认识神的道。
And through the teaching of God,
他知道人生应该做什么样的选择。
And this person will know what decisions to make in life.
一个人在挣扎当中。
And if a person is struggling in his life,
因为认识神的道。
And because they, he or she knows the commandments of
God. 所以他知道应该要怎么做才对。
And so this person will know which way to go.
所以不管他怎么做。
And it doesn't matter what way it goes.
他所做的一切事都蒙神的喜悦。
But everything that this person does would be delighted by God.
你说他怎么会不蒙福气呢？
And so how come this person would not be blessed?
如果神天天跟你同在。
And if God is with you constantly.
在事情上凡事大大小小都赐福你。
And everything great or small, you're being blessed by him.
就像亚伯拉罕一样。
And just like Abraham.
圣经里面讲说亚伯拉罕一辈子无论大小事神都赐福给他。
And the Bible says that Abraham doesn't matter in his entire life, doesn't matter great things or small things, God bless him.
这个叫做有福的人生啊。
And this is called a blessed life.
你的生活没有体验到神的福气吗？
And haven't you experienced God's blessing in your
life? 没有从神来的平安吗？
And you don't have the peace that's from God?
没有看到家庭里的和睦吗？
You don't see the peace that you have in your household?
可能因为你不认识道理啊。
Maybe you don't know the words.
可能因为你忘记神的法则啦。
And maybe you forgot the teachings of God.
可能你知道却没有把它执行，没有谨守神的诫命啊。
But maybe you know about the teachings, but you did not practice it.
哦，所以啊，反省自己。
And so let's self-examine ourselves.
检讨我们的人生。
And let's examine our life.
改变从今天开始。
And maybe we should change from today.
你今天开始遵守神的法则。
And so if you follow the commandments of God today,
神的福气就今天就要临到你。
And God's blessing will arrive here to you today.
第二,
second thing,
看回来箴言的第三章。
And let's turn back, let's read back to Proverbs chapter 3.
箴言第三章第三节。
Proverbs chapter 3 verse 3.
第二说，不可使慈爱、诚实离开你，要系在你的颈项上，刻在你的心板上。第四节。
Verse 4.
这样你必在神和世人的眼前蒙恩宠，有聪明啊。
And let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Verse 4. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of the God of men.
那在这里说啊，你第二个要得智慧的方法啊。
And this is telling us the second rule of gaining wisdom.
这里说不可使慈爱诚实离开你啊。
And it says do not let love and faithfulness leave you.
那所以啊，当一个人懂得行善啊。
So if a person knows how to do charitable work.
一个人当他懂得关心别人啊。
And if a person knows how to care for other people.
这就是一个有智慧的人啊。
This is a person that has wisdom.
有时候我们啊，是一个我们啊，常常只顾自己啊。
And sometimes we only care about ourselves.
我们很自私啊。
And we're very selfish.
因为我们觉得说，我如果给别人，我就少了一点啊。
And because we feel that if we give to others, maybe I'll be missing some of the things.
所以有的东西我们宁愿放到坏掉也不给人啊。
And so some of the things we rather leave it until it breaks and then.To give to others.
或者是快要坏掉了才想要给人啊。
And or we would give it to other people if it, to the point of breaking.
因为舍不得啊。
And because we wanted to keep it.
讲实话就是自私啊。
And to be truthful, this is selfishness.
哦，所以在这里说啊，当一个人失去了慈爱和怜悯啊。
And so here if it talks about if a person loses the faithfulness and love.
啊，他啊，在神面前啊，就是没有智慧的人啊。
And so in the eyes of God, then this person is without wisdom.
我们看箴言的第十九章啊。
Now let's turn to Proverbs chapter 19.
箴言的第十九章。
Proverbs chapter 19.
箴言的第十九章的第十七节。
Proverbs chapter 19 verse 17.
十九章十七节，
And Proverbs chapter 19, verse 17.
这里说怜悯贫穷的，就是借给神，他的善行神必偿还哦。那这里告诉我们说，当你看到有一个人啊，在可怜当中哦。
And it talks and tell us here that if you see a person that's poor.
他说，如果你施舍给他。
And if you give to the poor.
不一定是钱啊。
And it might not necessarily mean money.
可能是金钱上的帮助。
And maybe this is maybe monetary help.
更重要可能是你愿意花的时间
but most importantly it maybe is the time that you wanted to spend
你对他真心的关怀
and you really care about this person
他说你的施舍你的怜悯是借给神的
and it says that this poor is you're lending it to the Lord
那神必偿还给你啊
and he will repay you back
我们今天为什么没有活出一个智慧的人生
and how come we didn't live out a life of wisdom
我们为什么没有办法看到生活当中神的福气
and how comeWe cannot see any blessings in our life.
因为我们从来不借给神。
And because we never lend it to God.
我们不只对神很小气。
And not only we are very cheap towards God.
该奉献都不奉献，全部留下来。
And we never make any offerings and we keep it all for ourselves.
我们对神很小气。
And we're very poor we're very cheap when it comes to God.
对人也很小气。
And we're very cheap towards other people.
只有对自己最大方。
And we're very gracious to ourselves.
所以生活当中你看不到福气啊。
And so that's why in your life you would not see any blessings.
因为你从来没有借给神。
And you would never lend it to God.
所以神也从来不欠你什么。
And so God does not own you anything.
所以我们今天要怎么样让神欠我们啊？
And so how can we let God owe us something?
欠债还钱天经地义嘛，对不对？
And when you owe somebody money, then you have to, it's naturally that you have to pay it back.
如果神欠你，他就一定会还你，对不对？
And if God owns you something, then God would definitely pay you.
你要怎么样让神一定会祝福给你？
And how would you let God definitely bless you?
很简单，你让他欠你啊。
And it's very simple, you let GodOwe you money.
你怎么让他欠你？
And how will you let God owe you money?
圣经里只有一个方法，只有一个方法。
And the Bible only describes one way.
圣经里面一向都是我们欠神啊。
And the Bible constantly says that we own God.
只有讲到一次啊，就是怎么样让神欠我们。
And there's only one time that it talks about how God would owe you.
这里说怜悯贫穷的。就是借给神的。
And it says that whoever that's kind to the poor lends to the Lord.
哦，所以神一定会还你啊。
So God would definitely repay you back.
哦，所以我们今天不要做一个自私的人啊。
And so we should not be a selfish person today.
有时候我到我的朋友，到我的一些朋友家里啊。
And sometimes when I visit my friend's house.
有时候真的是摇头啊。
And I would shake my head.
他们家里经济状况很好啊。
And many of my friends, they live very well.
冰箱里啊有很多好东西啊
and inside the refrigerator there are many good things
有时候啊他们去钓鱼啊钓很多鱼回来啊
and sometimes they would go out fishing they would have many fishes
哇大鱼啊
and they would have these large fish
很奇怪啊他们就是不给别人啊
And it's very strange that they would not give it to other people.
全部都放到冰箱里面。
And they would keep everything in the refrigerator.
冷冻。
And they would freeze it.
放不下再买第二个冰箱。
And then until a point that they cannot fill it anymore, they would buy another fridge.
所以他家有三个冰箱啊。
And so in this person's house, they would have three refrigerators.
但是里面放的东西啊，有的可能是几年前的。
But many of things inside that it's from years ago.
舍不得啊。
And so they are not willing to let go.
冻个几年拿去扔掉他也舍不得给别人啊
and they rather freeze it for a few years and or even throw it away but they not willing to give it to other people
有时候人就是这样啊
and so sometimes men are this way
所以我们今天不要做一个自私的人
so we should not be an individual that's selfish
在这里说啊当你懂得慈爱啊
and so it says that if you understand how to be kind
你看见别人的需要
and you see the needs of other people
你愿意把时间花在那个需要的人身上
and you are willing to spend your time onto this person
他说神一定要还你啊
and it says that God would definitely reward you back
今天讲实话哦
and so let's talk about the truth
今天啊如果你要怜悯别施舍别人哦
and so if you wanted to be kind to the poor people
叫你拿五块钱出来哦今天对大家都不难啊
and it's not hard for everybody to take out $5
当然啊不难啊愿不愿意是另外一回事哦
and of course this is not hard but are you willing to do that is a different story
哦有时候这真的今天让你真的让你拿五块钱啊没有问题吧
and yes indeed so today it's not hard for you to take out $5
但是让你花一个小时 一个小时跟别人讲电话呢？
But what about if somebody asks you to spend an hour talking on a phone?
让你开40分钟去访问呢？
Or maybe if you could drive 40 minutes to visit somebody.
有时候就不愿意啦。
And so sometimes you're not willing to do that.
所以我们今天啊，不是缺乏财务上面的施舍啊。
And today we're not lacking the materialistic things that we could offer.
但是我们却没有办法把我的心、我的时间、我的精神花在别人的身上。
But we're not willing to let go our heart and mind and time to other people.
所以我们今天要做一个有怜悯有慈爱的人。
And so today we should be somebody that's very kind and compassionate.
哦，这样子啊，神就会让我们成为一个有福气的人。
And so that this way God will let us be somebody that's blessed.
那在这里特别讲哦。
And so especially emphasize here.
他说这个慈爱要系在你的颈项上，刻在你的心板上啊。
And it says that this kindness should be tied to your neck.
那这是什么意思？
And what does this mean to bind them
around your neck? 什么叫在系在你的颈项上？
And what does it mean to bind it around your neck?
挂牌子给大家看到的意思哦。
And means that you have to hang up a sign so everyone could see.
你挂在脖子上，所以大家都看见啊，慈爱诚实啊。
And so you hang a big sign around your neck so everyone could see that you're honest, you have honesty and kindness.
这个叫做众人所看见你的好行为。
And so this means that everyone around you sees your good deeds.
但是后面又加一句要刻在你的心板上啊。
And but at the end it says that write them on a tablet of your heart.
那这又是什么意思？
And what does this mean?
就是你要从心中真正从里面发出的慈悲怜悯啊。
And it says that you really from within the deepness of your heart you have to have this compassion and kindness.
如果今天你只是做善事但没有怜悯的心啊。
But if you're only an anthropologist today, but you're not doing any you don't have any compassionate heart.
你做好事可能是要让别人给你掌声。
And but the reason that you have your good deeds is for other people to applaud you.
或者是你跟人家打赌打输了。
And maybe you lost a bet with others.
或者是啊，你捐钱啊，是希望你的企业能够得到免税啊。
And so maybe that you're doing charitable and philanthropy work that maybe you could be tax deducted from your tax.
不管你做了什么好事，
doesn't matter what you do.
如果你没有从心里发出的爱，
and if this love is not within your heart,
通通都不算哦。
And this does not count.
所以我们之前有说过哦。
And so we have talked about this before.
你今天啊，你在走路的时候。
And if you're walking today,
结果啊，你掏口袋，哎，结果不小心五块钱掉地上了。
And maybe you reach inside your pocket, you have $5 that fell out.
啊，你不知道你就走了。
And you don't know, and you walked away.
结果被一个乞丐捡走了。
And so a beggar found your money.
你可以说那是你爱心的行为吗？
And can you say that this is from the kindness of your love?
不行啊，因为你一点动机都没有啊。
And because you don't have any motive.
好，所以在哥林多前书十三章哦。
And so First Corinthians tell us.
我们看哥林多前书第十三章。
And let's turn to First Corinthians chapter 13.
哥林多前书的第十三章。
And First Corinthians chapter 13,
第一节
verse 1.
哥林多前书十三章第一节。
And First Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1.
他说：“我若能说万人的方言，并天使的言语，却没有爱，我就成了明德罗，想的拔一般。”第二节
verse 2.
我若有先知讲道之能，也明白各样的奥秘、各样的知识，并有全备的信，叫我能移山，却没有爱，我就算不得什么。第三节
verse 3.
我若能将所有的周济穷人，又舍身叫人焚烧，却没有爱，仍然与我无益呀。那这里保罗就告诉我们啊。
And so here Paul tells us.
如果今天你把所有的钱全部捐给慈善机构哦。
And if you have donated all your money and wealth to the charity.
但是你做这件事情心中没有爱。
And but when you do this and you have no love in your heart.
这个啊算不得什么啊。
And this does not count.
甚至说啊，哇，今天天气很冷哦。
And maybe you say that the weather is very cold today.
哇，你走在路上看到哇，很多那些无家可归的人，很冷啊。
And you're walking on the street, you see many homeless people.
你说哇，你们这么冷啊。
And you will say that you're so cold today.
来来来来来，就拿了一罐汽油啊，就浇在自己头上啊。
And why don't you take a container of gasoline, pour it on your head?
来来来，把我点着吧，我来做个人形火柱，让你们暖和一下。
And maybe I could become a pillar of fire, so I could warm everybody.
哦，那个你做这个事啊，哇，把自己都烧了。
And so, have you done this to immolate yourself?
啊，虽然他们暖和了。
And maybe everyone around you is warm.
但是他说，我若做这件事情，若不是出于爱啊，这就算不得什么啊。
But it says that if I do this good deed without love, that does not mean anything.
哦，所以今天呢，一个善行必须要从里面到外面。
And so today, any philanthropy work must have the decency of heartness inside.
今天关怀必须要诚心的关怀。
And when you care about other people, it must be from your heart.
怜悯必须要从心中的慈悲出来的。
And when you have compassion heart, it must be from inside.
哦，所以圣经里面有一次讲啊。
And so the Bible talks about this.
他说啊，耶稣啊，到了那个拉撒路的坟前啊。
And so Jesus went to the in front of the tomb of Lazarus.
他看到众人在那哭啊。
And he sees that the crowd is weeping.
啊，圣经里面讲说耶稣就哭了。
And it says that the Jesus also wept.
圣经里面就记载这一次啊，耶稣哭了。
And the Bible only recorded this one time that Jesus has wept.
你看那个从那个心里面对人是真正的慈爱啊。
And you will see that this is a true compassionate feeling from his heart.
所以啊，他所做的一切就有了意义啊。
And so everything that he does has meaning to it.
在希伯来书里面告诉我们啊。
And so in the book of Hebrew it tells us.
他说我们这个神啊是了解我们的软弱
and that our God is a God that understands our own weaknesses
是怜悯我们的痛苦
and he has compassionate towards our sufferings
所以我们可以坦然无惧地到他面前来
and so we could come in front of him without any fear
因为他真正的怜悯你
and because he would deeply feel sorry for you
所以今天啊我们要成为一个有智慧的人
and so today if we need to become a person with wisdom
我们要一个有福气的人生
And we want to have a blessed life.
要有怜悯慈爱的心啊。
And we need to have a compassionate and kind heart.
啊，什么叫有怜悯慈悲的心？
And what does it mean to have a compassionate and a kind heart?
不要一直想说什么，哎呀，四川大地震啊，哎呀，海地大地震，哎呀，捐钱，捐钱，捐钱啊。
And do not think about the earthquake in Sichuan or Haiti, and then I should make any donations.
啊，我是一个慈爱的人啊！哇，看到那个非洲小孩没有穿衣服，好可怜啊！啊，捐钱，捐钱啊！
And I am a philanthropist, and I see that the children in Africa does not have any clothes. I would make a donation.
啊，这个可能是慈爱的一种方法啊。
And this is maybe a way of to being kind.
啊，但是啊。不要看这么远
But do not have your eyesight focused so far
先从我们的身边开始啊
And maybe we could start around us
从我们的家人开始
And for our own family members
请问一下你对你的先生或太太有真正的慈爱吗
And do you haveTrue compassion towards your husband or wife.
你真的关心他照顾他吗
And do you really care about your spouse?
你让你的太太觉得在你身旁非常的安稳吗
And do you really make your wife feel that she's very safe next to you?
有些很自私的先生啊
And there are many selfish husbands.
他觉得说我只要拿钱回家了我就尽了我的责任啊
And they feel that as long as I bring the money home, I have fulfilled my duties.
这是幼稚而且无知的啊
And this is very childish and unmeaningful thoughts.
一个家庭不是只需要你拿钱回来
And a family does not only has reliance on your own money
它更需要你对这个家真正的关怀
And this family needs total care and compassion towards this family
所以啊不要看很远
And so do not focus so far away
就看我们身边就好了
And let's just focus around us
看我们对自己身旁的人有没有真正的给予慈爱啊
？And do we offer our kindness and compassionate heart to people around us？
对我们的孩子
，and to our children。
啊，我们虽然很爱我们的孩子
，and maybe we love our children dearly。
啊，但是啊，很多时候我们不愿意把时间给他们啊。
But often we are we don't want to offer our time towards them。
哦，所以啊，我们到底花了多少时间在孩子身上
？And so how much time we really spend with our children？
美国有一间大学做了一个研究哦
，And there was a research done by a university in the United States。
他说美国的爸爸。美国的爸爸哦
，This is American fathers。
平均一天给他的孩子五分钟
，and on the average time frame spends about only 5 minutes with the children。
就是吃饭的时候
，and maybe doing dinner。
哦，你说这样子的关系能够父子关系能够好吗？
And do you think that the parental relationship could be better this way?
哦，所以啊，今天啊，你要施慈爱，有怜悯。
And so if you want to grant, if you want to give out a compassionate kindness today,
从爱你身旁的人开始啊。
Start this by around the people around you.
我们看回来箴言的第三章。
Let's turn back to Proverbs chapter 3.
箴言的第三章。
Proverbs chapter 3.
第七。
Verse 7.
箴言第三章第五节啊。
And Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5.
第五节。
And verse 5.
他说你要专心仰赖神，不可倚靠自己的聪明，在你一切的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。第七节。
Verse 7.
不要自以为有智慧，要敬畏神，远离恶事。好，那这里啊，告诉我们啊，有智慧人生的第三个要求哦。
And so here tells us how to live a wisdomful life.
第一个叫做不要忘记法则。
And so the first thing is to not forget the teachings.
第二个叫做不要失去慈爱。
And the second thing is to not lack the compassionate mercy.
第三个叫做不要依靠自己。
And the third thing is do not trust yourself.
在这里说你要专心依靠神啊。
And it says trust the Lord with all your heart.
不要依靠自己的聪明啊。
And do not lean on your own understanding.
以前的人啊，这一点比较没有问题啊。
And the people from before does not have problem.
因为他们可能什么都没有。
And because they don't have anything.
因为他们可能知识教育不是很高。
And maybe they lack the educational background.
因为他们没有什么其他的帮助。
And maybe they don't have any other support.
所以当他们人生出了问题。
So if they have any problems in their lives.
所以他们只能全心倚靠神啊。
And all they do is they can only rely on God.
所以为什么以前的见证神迹非常多。
And so how come we have many miracles and wonders before?
因为他们逼的非需要神不可啊。
And because they're forced to rely on God.
啊，所以有一个长老讲啊。
And so one time there's an elder that says,
这个长老啊，生命当中很多神迹奇事啊。
And this elder says that in his life that there are many miracles and wonders.
所以有人常讲啊，哇，长老你信心真好，你信心真好啊。
And so this elder would say that maybe you're.
有人这样跟他讲啊。
This elder, other people would tell this elder that you're full of faith.
长老说信心。
And the elder says, faith.
哼，信心是被逼出来的。
And he says, my faith is being forced.
走投无路了，你不靠神，你要靠谁？
And so every time when I come to a dead end, if I don't rely on God, who should I rely on?
不要以为说，哎呀，你看我很属灵，我信心好好哦。
And do not think that I'm very spiritual because I'm full of faith.
没有啊，走投无路了，只能靠神啊，逼啊，就把信心逼出来了。
And because every time when I come to a dead end, I could only rely on God, so my faith is being forced.
有一个弟兄啊。
And there was a brother.
在以前啊，有一次到山上啊去做工啊。
And he went on the mountainside to work.
啊，结果到山上去砍树啊，结果被百步蛇咬啦。
And he went on the mountain to work, and he was bitten by a poisonous snake.
哇，那个蛇咬了啊，大概啊人走一百步的时间就会死掉啊。
And the snake, it's called a 100-step snake, and once you're bitten, if you walk 100 steps, you will die.
啊，当然不是说那你这样子我就不要走路就不会死啊。
And of course, it does not say that once you get bitten, you don't have to walk.
他说哇，你大概走一百步的时间，那个毒就会发作，你就死掉了。
Because approximately when you walk that 100 steps of time, then the poison will go all over your body. It will die.
他在山上啊。
And he was on a mountain.
那个年代也没有什么手机啊。
And during that time, there were no cell phones.
旁边也没有别人啊。
And there were no people around him.
你说怎么办？
And what do you think he could do?
那只有两个选择啊。
There's only two choices.
第一个选择就是等死啊。
And the first choice is to waiting to die.
第二个选择就是祷告啊。
And the second choice is to pray.
所以走投无路就跪下来拼命祷告啊。
And so when you come to a dead end, you have to kneel down and pray.
哎，没死啊。
And he did not die.
那毒也没有发作，就这样子就好，就没事了。
And he was okay, and then the poison did not spread in his body.
被逼出来的啊。
And this was being forced.
所以当一个人觉得自己很厉害啊。
So if a person thinks that he's great.
像我们今天的人啊。
And maybe some of us are like this.
哦，方法很多啊。
And we have many ways.
我们有很多解决问题的方法啊。
We have many ways to solve our problems.
所以每次有问题，我要这样做，我要这样，很多的想法，很多的计划。
And so every time when we come into problems, we could do it in all different types of ways.
什么都想到了，就是没有想到神。
And so we thought about all the different ways, but with any, but without God.
什么都靠，就是不靠，不靠祷告。
And we rely on everything, but we, do not rely on prayer.
只有什么东西都试完，走投无路了，才想到说，哎呀，我的神啊，你救我，你可怜我啊。
And it's only after we try out all different things, you can only remember God, and then you ask God to save you.
哦，所以就吃了很多的苦啊。
And so maybe you would, suffer.
哦，所以我们常常听到啊，非洲的神迹很多哦。
And so often we heard about many miracles in Africa.
我觉得奇怪啊，怎么非洲神迹那么多啊？怎么美国都没有，台湾都没有啊
？And so we would wonder how come there's so many miracles in Africa, but not of Taiwan or United States.
啊，第一啊，不是没有啦。
And so the first thing is not that it does not happen.
可能只是我们自己没有不知道而已啊。
And maybe because we don't know.
啊，第二，为什么非洲神迹比较多
？And the second thing is why is it that there's so many miracles happen in Africa?
很简单啦，没有神迹他就死啦。
And it's very simple. As long as if there's no a miracle, then this person will die.
所以他只能靠祷告啊。
And so this person could only rely on prayer.
哦，很多的信徒，我们当然非洲很多信徒都是这样啊。
And many of members have this experience.
被毒蛇咬了怎么办
？After bitten by poisonous snakes,
被蜘蛛咬了怎么办
？After bitten by a poisonous spider, what do you do?
中毒怎么办
？And what do you do after if you're poisoned?
啊，就没有钱可以看医生啊
！And you don't have any money to go visit the doctor.
啊，那里的医院也蛮可怕的，本来小病进去可能就出不来啦。
And the hospital is kind of scary over there as well. Maybe you go in with a small ailment and you might never able to leave.
你怎么办
？What do you do?
跪下来祷告啊
！You kneel down and pray.
你怎么办？
And what do you do?
宣布教会，请全教会替你祷告啊
！And you announce it to the church. You ask the whole church to pray for you.
所以没有依靠自己，依靠神，神迹就出来了。
And so as long as you don't rely yourself, you rely on God, you will witness miracles.
所以人啊，总是喜欢依靠自己啊。
And so often men like to rely on themselves.
那喜欢的把一切都掌握在自己的手中。
And they like to hold everything in their hands.
但是在这里说，你要过这个有福气的人生吗
？And but over here it tells us that you want to live a very blessed life.
那你要有智慧啊，你要聪明一点啊。
And you have to have wisdom, you have to be smart.
就是哦，依靠神啊。
And you have to rely on God.
哦，所以啊，在保罗在哥林多前书告诉我们啊。
And so Paul tells us in the book of First Corinthians.
他说啊，一个人啊，要变为愚拙，好成为有智慧哦。
And so it says that a person,
你知道啊，看那个提摩太前书哦。
And let's turn to First Corinthians.
哥林多前书哦。
First Corinthians.
哥林多前书的第三章。
And First Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书第三章。
And First Corinthians chapter 3.
第十八节。
Verse 18.
十八节。
And verse 18.
人不可自欺啊，你们中间若有人在这世界上自以为有智慧，倒不如变作愚拙，好成为有智慧的。第十九节。
And verse 19.
十九节，因这世界的智慧在神看来是愚拙的，如经上所记，主教有智慧的中了自己的诡计。好，那这里保罗告诉我们哦。
And so Paul tells us here.
他说，如果你自己以为自己很有智慧啊。
So if you think that you have wisdom.
啊，我读了很多的书。
And I have read many books.
我有好几个学位。
And I carry many different education of degrees.
啊，我啊在这个社会闯荡多年，经验很多。
And I have worked many years in my life. And I'm full of experiences.
哦，当你自己以为很有智慧的时候哦。
And if you feel that you are full of wisdom,
啊，那你就是一个愚蠢的人啊。
And you becoming a fool.
啊，但是如果你能够成为愚拙啊。
But if you could become a fool,
在神面前的，我不懂，我不会，你帮助我。
And in front of God's eyes, that you don't know anything and asking God to help you.
那在这里啊，你就会成为真正有智慧的人啊。
And then here it says that you would truly become a person that has wisdom.
那这是保罗的体验哦。
And so this is the experiences of Paul.
哦，所以保罗说啊。
And so Paul have stayed here.
啊，保罗常讲啊，哎呀，那个我不懂啊，我不会啊。
And so Paul often says that I don't know about this. I don't understand.
所以啊，靠着神啊，把我那个不会的，把那个补足啊，把那加添给我啊。
And through God, my foolishness will be fulfilled.
所以啊，今天一个人啊，不要在神面前自己以为自己很厉害啊。
And so if a person should not act like they know everything in front of God.
你很厉害，神就让你自己去处理你的问题啊。
And so if you think you're a person that knows everything, God will let you handle your own matters.
在这里说啊，你要专心啊，专心仰赖神啊。
And so here is that you have to have total reliance on God.
这里特别讲那个要专心啊。
And so it says that you should have focus here.
为什么？
Why?
人今天啊，会依靠神啊。
And men today would rely on God.
但是常常不专心啊。
But often they are lacking focus.
我们叫做什么？首尾两端啊，就是啊，一下这边，一下那边啊。
And we would have one direction here, another direction there.
一下子想靠神，一下子想要靠世界。
And on the one end, we like to rely on God. On the other end, we like to rely on the world.
这个时候你看不到神的恩惠啊。
And so you would not see the grace of God if you're this way.
撒母耳记上第七章里面讲哦。
And First Samuel chapter 7 it says.
撒母耳记上里面第七章讲那个很奇怪的状况。
And in First Samuel chapter 7 it talks about very strange phenomena.
也是我们今天很多信徒身处的状况。
And this is the same way that many of our members face today.
第七章的信他们是拜神哦，他们是拜神的哦。
And these are worshippers of God.
他们有去他们有拜神，他们有撒母耳，他们有约柜哦。
And so they're God worshiping, and then they have Samuel. They also have the Ark of Covenant.
但是很奇怪啊。
But strangely,
他们虽然拜神。
Although they worship in God,
但是他们人生过得很惨啊。
But they live a very afflicted life.
他们被敌人欺压，踩在脚底下。
And they are constantly being oppressed by their enemies.
生活当中看不到神的恩惠啊。
And they cannot see any mercy in their lives from God.
每次有收成，种的东西长出来就被敌人抢走啊。
And any growth that they may have or they reap, what they grow, it would be stolen from the enemies.
虽然拜神啊，但是过的生活非常凄惨啊。
And although they're worshiping God, but they live a very suffering life.
怎么会这个样子呢？
And how did it become like this?
第七章告诉我们一个原因啊。
And chapter 7, it tells us the reason.
这个撒母耳对他们说啊。
And so Samuel tells them.
他说啊，你们如果真的想拜神啊。
And if you truly want to worship God.
你们如果真的想要改变你们的状况啊。
And I truly wanted to change your conditions.
你们如果真的不想再受苦啦。
And if truly you do not want to suffer anymore.
他说你们要拜神，而且要单单侍奉他。
And then you shall return to the Lord with all your hearts.
And worship him only. 哦。
And you should worship him only.
为什么？
Why?
以色列人又拜神也拜偶像啊。
And because the Israelites will worship God and worship the idol at the same time.
这里求求，那里拜拜啊。
And they would pray here and pray there.
看看哪一尊比较灵验啊。
And they will see that which one is more powerful.
所以啊，神说啊，我不理你们了，不理你们了。
And so God says that I refuse to listen to you.
不给你们求问了。
And I don't care about your prayers.
也不回应你啊。
And I would not respond.
为什么你不专心啊？
And why? Because you're lacking focus.
所以我们如果今天啊，抱着一种啊，这里走走，那里看看的心情啊，来寻找神啊。
And so if we have this thinking that we should maybe pray here and pray there.
这间教会看看，那个教会看看。
And maybe we will visit this church here, and then we will visit another church somewhere
else. 这个宗教试试，那个宗教试试看啊。
And we will try this religion, and we will try that other faith.
不用浪费时间啊，神说我不给你求问啊。
And do not waste your time, because God will refuse to listen to you.
所以在这里说，你要得福气，有智慧吗？
And here it says that if you wanted to gain wisdom and be blessed,
他说你要专心。
And you shall have focus.
要死心的，就是这里，就是这里，我只在这里。
And you shall have total trust here.
哦，使我们能够坚持到底啊。
And you could hold on to the end.
啊，当你认定的、专心的靠神。
And when you trust the Lord with all your hearts.
啊，那你就什么啊？你就能够得到神的福气啊。
And you will receive God's blessings.
啊，我听我爸爸说哈。
And I heard my father say.
他说啊，他们那一届的神学生啊，他在读神学院的时候啊。
During that generation of time when he was in theological school.
他说他们那一班是问题班级啊。
And that class that he was in was a problematic class.
为什么是问题班级啊？
And why was it so?
啊，因为啊，他们班上好几个人都重病啊。
And because many people in the class were sick heavily.
包括我爸爸在内啊。
Including my father.
我爸爸那时候病得很厉害啊。
And at the time, my father was gravely ill.
哦，那时候他本来是躺在床上起不来的。
And he used to be a bedridden and cannot get up.
然后后来他就跟人祷告啊。
And then he prayed to God.
如果你让我能够爬起来，我就去神学院报名啊。
And then if you could let me get up from my bed, I would apply for theological school.
那结果真的啊，听说他是扶着墙这样慢慢走进神学，走进总会去报名啊。
And then I heard that yes, he was able to get up and then he hold on to the wall and slowly walk into the General Assembly to register.
他们班上病号好几个。
And in his class, there are many people that's very sick.
啊，有的是家里有人生病，生重病的。
And some of them, they have family members that they are heavily sick.
啊，但是啊，怎么奇怪啊？那个神学院读了一年啊，怎么大家没有一个人好啊？
And how come that after studying for a year, nobody was healed?
啊，你说啊，这个怎么到台上去讲道啊？
And so think about this. How can they possibly preach in the pulpit?
怎么样去勉励信徒靠神靠神？
And how can they encourage other people to rely on God?
啊，这也蛮难的哦。
And so it's very hard.
啊，奇怪啊，怎么一年啊，读神学院一年没有人好？
And so how comes after studying for a year, nobody has recovered?
很多人家里问题还是很多。
And they still facing many problems in their lives.
啊，到一个老长老跟他们的老师跟他们说啊。
And so their instructor, one of the older, elder, told him.
他说要靠神。
And says rely on God.
他想说都是神学生啊，哪个不靠神啊？
And they're thinking that everyone is a theological student. How come they don't rely on God?
要专心靠神。
And it says that rely, trust the Lord with all your heart.
啊，结果啊，后来啊，这些神学生回去啊，就真的想了一想哦。
And so these students went back and really give it a thought.
那大家就讨论了一下哦。
So they had some discussions.
就狠下心来了。
And so they make a very strong determination.
把那个柜子，那柜子打开，每个人柜子打开，里面都是药啊。
And so they open their cabinets, and then because it's full of medicine,
全部倒到垃圾桶里去啊。
They threw all the medicines into the trash can.
从那天开始啊，所有的学生啊，每天早上一起进食啊。
And starting from that day on, all the students every morning they started a fast and prayer.
为自己的身体祷告。
And they will pray for their own health.
为家人的病祷告。
They will pray for the health of their family members.
大家一起进食。
And so everybody would fast.
诶，真的啊，当你专心依靠神啊。
And truly, when you have total focus on God.
诶，就看到神的作为啦。
And you will see God's actions.
啊，结果啊，一个一个的病好了。
And slowly one after one was healed.
啊，结果啊，那个家里生病的也好了。
And even the family members who were sick, they were healed.
我们在这里不是说不要吃药啊，不是讲不要吃药啊。
And so I'm not talking about that. Do not take any medication here.
你该吃药，你要吃。
And then if you need to take your medicine, you should take it.
你该看医生，你也应该要去看。
If you need to visit the doctors, you should go.
啊，但是当你跪下来的时候啊。
But the problem when after as soon as you kneel down,
你要知道说，你看医生吃药只叫做尽人。的本分，
and you have to understand that whatever, when you seek the doctors and you take your medication, this is fulfilling man's duties.
但是你真正的依靠只有天上的神啊。
But your total entrustment will be the God in heaven.
神可以使那个医生有智慧。
And God could make give wisdom to the doctors.
神可以使那个药有效果。
And God could let this medication be effective.
神可以使医生开刀的时候手不要抖。
And God could let the surgeons doing operation do not tremble his hands.
所以虽然你做了这些你应该做的本分。
And although you have done all the things that you should be doing.
但是那不是你心里的依靠。
But this is not the reliance that you should have in your heart.
因为你专心仰赖神，专心依靠他。
Because you trust the Lord with all your heart.
你就要看见神在你生命当中的作为。
And you should see God's action in your life.
所以在这里我们看到一个怎么样有一个智慧的人生。
And so we have seen here how to live a life of wisdom.
要认识神的法则，不可以忘记。
And so we have to know God's teaching. Do not forget about His commandments.
到底长进。
We have to grow on our
行出神的教训。
We have to act out the teachings of God.
这是得智慧人生的第一步。
And this is the first steps in gaining wisdom.
第二，不可失去慈爱。
And the second thing, do not lose your compassion.
心中怀着对人的慈悲。
And you shall have mercy in your hearts towards others.
因为怜悯贫穷的就是借给神的。
And because when you have a merciful heart towards the poor, you're lending it to the Lord.
主耶稣讲哦。
And Lord Jesus have said,
你用什么量器量给人，神就用什么量器来量你啊。
And what type of vessel do you use to measure others, and the same vessel will be used to measure you.
你对别人很严厉。
And you're very stern towards other people.
神就对你很严厉啊。
And God will be very stern towards you.
你对别人很慈爱。
And if you're very merciful towards others,
神就对你多了一份的慈爱。
And God will be merciful towards you.
第三，不要自以为有智慧啊。
And the third thing, that do not think that you have your own wisdom.
不要常常依靠自己。
And do not only rely on yourself.
我们尽人所能做的。
And we fulfill our duty as men.
但是从我们的心中。
But within our hearts,
我们深信一切都在神的手中。
And we deeply believe that everything is under the control of God.
我的人生交在你的手中。
And my life is in your hands.
神说，我给你负责到底。
And God said, I'll be totally responsible until the end.
我们一起唱诗哦。
And let's sing him.
162首。
162。The trusting heart to Jesus clings, for any other good. But at the cross of Calvary sings, praise God for lifted it. Praising the Lord, singing I go a long life through, for Jesus hath lifted my load.
每日虽多劳无间过，我心不知惊慌。
And when my fears are turned, the burden slips away.
Singing I go a long life's road, praising the Lord, praising the Lord. I go a long life's road, for Jesus has lifted my load. He tells me of my Father's love, and never slumbering eye. My everlasting King's above, the Almighty supply. Singing I go along life's road, praising the Lord, praising the Lord.
靠着天天背负着
山， for Jesus has lifted my load.
请坐。
And please be seated.
好，我们现在要来做上午聚会结束的祷告。
And so today, would like to make the concluding prayer for this morning.
我们在祷告当中求神赐给我们每一个人啊，能够有智慧过人生啊。
And so in our prayer, let's ask the Lord to give each and every one of us the wisdom to live our life.
不要浑浑噩噩的活了一辈子，不知道自己到为什么而活。
And do not foolishly live our life, and we don't know how this life becomes.
不要等到年老回头才发觉自己啊，对世界 对教会、对世界没有什么好处。
And do not look back at the end, towards when you're old and you, you know that you have done nothing for church in this life.
哦，所以啊，我们要求神赐给我们智慧。
And so let's ask the Lord to give us, wisdom.
我们知道说啊，应该如何行才是活，才活着一个蒙神、蒙世人所喜爱的人生。
And we will know that what we have to do, enjoy the delight of the man and Lord.
啊，所以我们在祷告当中啊，特别为几件事情来代祷哦。
So when we pray, let's pray for these few things.
第一，我们为四月十号开始的春季灵恩会哈，春季灵恩灵恩布道会代祷。
And the first thing, let's pray for the spiritual convocation, evangelical service that's happening in April.
啊，四月十、十一、十二，十、十一、十二。5天，从10号到第14号哦。
And it's actually from April 10th to the 14th, Wednesday to Sunday.
啊，这是我们一年两次的灵恩布道会。
And this is the twice a year spiritual convocation.
是我们
that we have.
是我们认识法则的机会。
And this is the a chance for us to know the commandments.
啊，是我们蒙恩惠、蒙恩宠的机会。
And this is a opportunity for us to be blessed.
啊，所以第一，在啊，我们每个人要把自己的时间安排出来啊。
And so we should set out our own time frame in our life.
那先把这个时间、这个时段时间安排出来哦。这个时间就是我要来认识神的机会。
And so you should understand that during this life, that this is the time that I have to come to know God.
那每个人都应该要来。
And so each, and every one of us should come.
啊，每个人都要在神面前尽力啊，尽力安排自己的时间，尽力想办法参加。
And each and every one of us, we should try hard to arrange our schedules and come.
啊，同时我们在祷告当中特别为一些身体欠安的一些弟兄姐妹以及我们的慕道朋友祷告哦。
And in our prayer list also remembers the truth seekers and also members that needed our prayer.
啊，我们帮林诗通哈，诗通弟兄祷告哦。
And let's pray for brother Si Tong Ling.
啊，我们帮 Steffi 哈，我们求主耶稣继续带领他。
And let's pray for Steffi and ask the Lord to continue to guide her.
我们也求主耶稣继续看顾啊，我们的慕道朋友苏丽娜啊，以及王涵哦。
And let's ask God to pray to help our true seekers Sulina and then Wan Han.
那我们帮的谢灵晶姐妹代祷哦。
And also Xie Lingjing, Sister Xie Lingjing.
还有为 Diana 哈、哦、，Diana。
And also Diana.
啊，还有特别为在德州哈、哦、达拉斯教会的 Agnes 啊、哦、，Agnes 姐妹代祷哦。
And especially pray for the sister Agnes in Dallas Church.
我想 Agnes 啊，这个姐妹，因为她不是在纽约的，所以我们很多人可能都不认识哈。
And so talk about Sister Agnes because she doesn't reside in New York, so many of us maybe we do not know her.
那但是啊，我们希望大家凭着主内一家的精神啊，真的把它放在祷告里面。
And let's hope that each and every one of us could become could pray because of the one family spirit that we could remember her in our prayer.
哦，Agnes 有三个小孩啊。
And Sister Agnes has three children.
她还算蛮年轻的。
And she's very young.
因为她的小孩最大的也才高中而已啊。
And the oldest child is only in high school.
好像刚上大学，好像刚上大学。
Or maybe a freshman in college.
所以对他们来讲啊，对孩子来说，这个时候啊，还是非常需要妈妈的哈、哦。
And so to the children at this time, they need their mothers.
啊，所以这件事情对他们家来讲是一个很大的冲击啊！没有想到啊，一个检查突然变这样子哦。
And this is a big impact towards their family because you would not think an examination would bring to this result.
啊，但是很多时候啊，人能做的有限啊。
And many times as men, we are very limited.
我们只能靠神的怜悯啊。
And we can only rely on the compassion of God.
所以怎么样过这个有智慧的人生？
And how do we live a wisdomful life?
我们刚刚讲要有慈爱啊。
And we should have mercy.
怎么样看到你的慈爱？
And how should we have mercy?
从学习代祷开始啊。
And this is by learning how to pray for others.
那我们一起同心坐下来祷告。
And let's all kneel down and pray.